Hey, good morning to our friends on the West Coast and Central Standard Time, and good afternoon to our friends on the East. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And speaking of fine broadcasting, welcome to the set, the host of the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show, and Wooten Taylor. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, William?
Oh, pretty terrific. Pretty terrific.
Well, I've got a treat for you.
You got a treat?
So super excited. Yeah. Well, we've got number one, your favorite friend, Mr. Dwight Moore. Remember, for his birthday gift, you went to get a prostate cancer exam?
Yes.
Yes. Well, he's back with his awesome celebrity daughter, Miss Rosemary Saul. She was part of the 2022 All Black Expedition to Mount Everest.
I remember. Oh, yes. Welcome to the set, Rosemary.
Thank you. It's awesome to be here this morning.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about you. And matter of fact, boy, you're a brave young lady. You're doing some things that we won't do.
Hey, I got a lot of that bravery from my dad, as you well know. So I've got him to thank for.
I don't know about that.
Well, welcome to the set.
Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Okay. Ann? Oh, we lost your audio, Ann. Yeah, we can't hear you. Are you over there touching buttons again? No, don't throw your hands up like you're innocent. You're touching some buttons over there. We need to call your engineer Andre over to fix this issue here. You were loud and clear earlier. I don't know what happened. Okay. Hey, Dwight, Rosemary,
yes,
forgive my co-host here. But anyway, what have you guys been up to Rosemary, this is the first time me meeting you. But, Dwight, so what's been going on?
Since the time Ann asked if Rosemary would participate in the program, I've been beaming about that possibility. And once she agreed to do it, I've been looking forward to it. I mean, in fact, I have been basking in her celebrity. That's the best way I can put it. So let me tell you the story. The chairman of my company, okay, doesn't know me from Adam. He's a very busy man. And I was in a meeting one day. I mentioned that my daughter had done some climbing. They said, you know, you might want to mention that to Charlie. He's a climber. So I sent him an email blind. Again, he doesn't know me from Adam. I got an out-of-office reply. Said, I'm out of the office. Don't have email. We'll reach out to you Monday when I return to the office. 5 minutes later, I got an email from him. Oh, my God. Did she really? When did she do it? How long did it take? Is she still there? Is she back to base camp yet? I mean, he was asking all kinds of questions. And then he'll reach out from time to time and ask me what she's up to. So everybody would say, you know, I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Well, people say, I know somebody whose daughter climbed, so I am basking in her celebrity.
Wow, this is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So, Rosemary, when did you tell the audience, enlighten us, when did you do that, and how long did it take you to climb?
Absolutely. Well, that climb was really just over a year ago at this point, which is incredible that it's, you know, not a whole lot of time, but also feels like a lifetime ago at the same time. But just May of 2022 is when the team was able to head over to the mountain. And we were there for about a couple months or so. You know, you never know with timing and with weather and with just how risky and, you know, the mountain calls the shots, right? You know, you never know what exactly you're going to get. And so we were planning to be there for about a couple months, but really it was only about 1 month that
wow.
we spent.
That's pretty
from
amazing.
The base of the mountain doing the actual climbing.
So do you say that was in May of 2022?
May of 2022. Yes, sir. So just last year.
Okay. So tell us about the weather there in May. What is it like? Is it still cold or and snow? I mean, lots of snow even in May?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cause we're up at pretty high elevation. Base camp itself, which is kind of the starting point for the climb and ascending the mountain, is at about 17,000 feet and change. And there are glaciers. So that's permanent snow that is compacted into ice over years. And so there's always snow on the ground, ice on the ground. It snowed on us a few times. So it can be real chilly. And that being said, the opposite can also be the case, because when the sun comes down, when the clouds are clear, that snow and that ice is reflecting all that heat. It can feel like, you know, it can feel like you're in the tropics on the beach. You can feel like you're in an oven just cooking. It can be so hot. So it's a big range.
Now that is absolutely incredible. That is absolutely incredible.
It's a beautiful
wow.
place.
Oh boy. Ann, are you back with us? No, no volume, no audio. That's okay. Take your time. I'm having a good time taking over your interview. See, hey, Dwight and Rosemary. See, it's not often that I get to participate in Ann's broadcast on Saturday. So I really just have a good time. I'm not wishing my friend any audio problems or anything like that. But normally she kicks me off the show early, right? But not today. But back, Dwight, I'm not ignoring you, but I'm really intrigued about Rosemary's story here. And I think the audience is intrigued also, because I would dare to venture. Now, you know what? I think I'll bet a whole dollar that the majority of our audience has never climbed, anything but stairs. Okay. But you doing that. So, at what age did you decide that you wanted to climb?
Let me make one quick input here. And I tell her about this all the time, and everybody I tell about her, I tell them this. When she was young, she was climbing everything in sight. She was climbing stairs, she was climbing trees, she was climbing rails, she was lampposts, she was climbing everything. When she was 4 years old, she said, "Dad, when I grow up, I want to be free and live off the land."
Wow.
So she's been an outdoors person her whole life.
Oh my God. Amazing. So you just love the outdoors. Okay. We're going to get back to the climbing, but what other outdoor, ventures do you partake in or that you just love doing?
Well, yes, sir. I do love the outdoors, and I gotta say, I had a timer going to see how long it would take my dad to share that particular story. That's his favorite. So, you know, not too bad, about 8 minutes or so. But I also gotta say, this is such a treat to be able to spend a few minutes with you this morning. We get a little bit of everybody, so it's all working out. But, in terms of the outdoors, really, just as my dad was saying, as soon as I could control my limbs, as soon as I could learn how to walk and run, I would be climbing around on everything I could get my hands on. And so that just joy and that freedom has been the foundation of it. And since then, that has taken me to just so many different places and exposed me to so many different activities, whether it's, like climbing, like literally still climbing rocks, climbing mountains, learning water sports, kayaking, rafting, rock climbing with ropes on rock walls, just backpacking, just going out to the park and hanging out by the lake and journaling or picnicking and just enjoying some snacks and barbecue. Like, that's also spending time outdoors. So, that really has just laid the foundation of that passion and that interest and all the different possibilities that come with that.
That's amazing. So tell us now, how many different parts of the world have you been doing your various adventures? And then I'll get back to the climate again, because I have another question about that. But how many different parts of the world have you been, or have you had a chance to visit or tour or hike or climb or camp or whatever?
Well, I have been very, very fortunate in where I've been able to travel and go for climate in particular. I think that has taken me to 4 or 5 different continents to be able to spend time.
Wow.
Mount Everest, of course, is, you know, right on the border of occupied Tibet and Nepal, China to the north, Nepal to the south. So in Asia, I have been able to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, which
yes.
is the highest point in Africa, the roof of Africa, the whole continent is how it is referred to. I've been able to visit Patagonia in Chile and South America, or New Zealand, also known as Aotearoa, in the southern hemisphere. And so, I've been fortunate to visit a lot of places that I've not done yet. I'm going to keep going to as many more as I can visit and adventure in as well.
You mentioned something about, journaling, your adventures. Now, have you written a book or two or three?
Well, I've definitely filled up a few notebooks of journals for sure, but we'll see. You know, we still got to edit get them into the public sense, but maybe someday. I still got lots to do to fit into a book, adventures that haven't happened yet to be written in. So
I find that absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Oh, let's see if we can get Ann back in this time. Okay, Ann. Okay, no audio yet, folks. We'll get this done here. Otherwise, I'm just having a good time taking over Ann's show. Okay.
We're just hanging out this morning.
We're hanging out just having a good time. So let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about, your education. What was your major? Now, I'm assuming now that, you went to college and how far did you go? You graduate? Did you get your master's or your doctorate or something like that? And what was your major in school?
Yes, sir. That is a great question. And I did have some schooling, and even just for background, I'm still on that journey. And even just for a little background, you know, that is such a key aspect. That is such an honor. That is such a privilege to be able to go to school, seek higher education. I know that was absolutely like goals that family held for me and that I hold for myself still. And yet I, went to school outside of high school, you know, was accepted to the different colleges I applied to, was excited to hit the ground running. And then I realized once I was there studying in school, that wasn't quite where I was ready to be, where I was ready to settle down. And I was out there looking out the window. I was daydreaming about what adventures I could go on next. So I was not ready for that schooling just yet. So after some time away, working and just gaining some just life experience, living on my own and working, I went back to school and I was able to get my associate's degree. So I currently have my 2 years associate's degree.
Okay.
And then that next fall, I was getting ready to transfer to finish out my bachelor's and continue on. And then that is when I fully picked up and answered that call to keep spending time outdoors and in the mountains. And so this has been, I guess, the working in outdoor education has been a huge part of that higher education continued on. And so still on that journey to continue back to school, but very interested in studying linguistics, communication studies, intercultural studies, just to connect with the global community, I think is the goal.
I would say that your travels, Dwight, you can have it in a second here. I would say that your travels, your travels in itself, I learned at an early age that if you're able to travel, do some world traveling or travel around the world, that's an education in itself.
Yes,
even more so. Let's see if Ann's back on first. Ann? We still have no audio. Okay. Tell you what. Go into your settings. Go into your settings, at the bottom of the screen and go to audio. Okay. You might have to change, let's say something. Hey guys, bear with us a little bit. This is live radio. Sure. Go into your audio and check your, microphone. Check your microphone and you might want to check out the various, let's see, over here I have a default communications microphone array and microphone, three USB audio codec. Check one of those. One of those may work for you. Just go into your audio settings. All right. And let's get back here. Get out of here. Let's get back. Oh, amazing. Amazing. So while Ann is, fixing that, before I get back to you, Rosemary, hey, Dwight, what would you like to add to, Rosemary? Because we're talking about education. We're talking about her ventures. I mean, I'm jealous here because you're doing some things that the average person, doesn't do. And it all has to do with your curiosity and you're willing to learn and reach outside of, I hate to use the word outside of your box. Forget that, but reach outside and just be brave and take a chance on, some of the things that you've dreamed about, right? What would you like to add to that?
What I wanted to add was a prime example of her receiving the call. She got her associate's degree, was ready to go on. When she was younger, we were talking about work and school and job potential and that sort of thing. She said, "Dad, I don't want to be responsible for anything. I don't want to be responsible for anybody. In fact, if somebody calls me and says, hey, Rosemary, let's go to Europe and backpack. I want to be able to pick up my backpack and go." And that's what she did in school. She got her associates. She got a phone call and said, hey, Rosemary, how would you like an opportunity to do this? Pew, She was like, and she had to look back. So she had to look back. I'm telling you, she is truly living the life that makes her happy. And I appreciate that, and I'm proud of her for that.
Oh, that is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. You know, what would you attribute? I'm going to just use the word bravery. What do you attribute that to?
Yes, ma'am. That is a great question. So many things. And it's interesting because even with bravery, it's hard to think of it as bravery, because as my dad said, I'll just take the call and go. I'll follow my heart and just follow that joy and that empowerment, that freedom. And so it just feels natural. It feels like the direction that I'm meant to be moving in. But I would definitely say from many different sources, though, I've drawn that strength and even just that confidence to go in that direction. Both my parents, like both my dad right here, my mom as well, both of them, even though, you know, maybe when I was younger, climbing on trees and things, I never got the get down from there. That's not safe. I got the, if you trust yourself, keep going. And if you feel uncertain, turn back, developing that confidence and that trust within myself. We got opportunities. My dad, even from a very young age, I think I was looking through a scrapbook and I found my first ever Lyft ticket not too long ago from sometime in the 90s. I was in the low single digits still. My dad getting those opportunities to get me out into the mountains and to just make sure that I was able to pursue any interest that I had or be exposed to different environments. And then just along that way, so that set the foundation, that support from both of my parents. And then along the way, just meeting folks with similar interests and, you know, getting excited together, going on adventures. And so that bolsters that confidence to keep moving in this direction on a regular basis.
You know, Dwight, this is such an amazing conversation, because growing up as children, we don't, when we first come out, when we first, we are adolescents, we don't have that fear spirit, for the lack of a better word, of fear, or that feeling of fear. And it seems like to me that you and your wife did not hold Rosemary back. You didn't put that fear in her heart. I mean, and I use the word bravery, but the thing is that she has, if any, very little fear, and which fear can be a crippling feeling or a crippling spirit, but that was never in her from what I'm hearing right here. What would you say to that?
Yes, 100%. She was climbing everything, like I said, when she was young. And then at the age of 4, I took her to Worcester, British Columbia to ski. And we skied. I remember her being 4 years old in the chair. She would sit against the chair and wrap her arms around the pole. And then I put my arm around her. But she's been climbing snow piles and in mountains, and she developed a skill to maneuver on the mountain. And she was confident in that skill. The same thing happened that she started climbing rocks. I'm a cyclist, and as I would go to different events, they would have an exposition area, and oftentimes they would have a portable climbing wall, and every time she was gone, I would find her at the wall. So it started when she was young, and she was just climbing, going higher and higher, doing different things. She became comfortable and confident, and she has been able to bring that into her life.
Wow. You know, and that is an amazing thing. Many of us, through life, confidence is something that a lot of people lack. And the opposite of that is fear. And fear is a crippling, is crippling. So I'm really amazed that you are doing it. Now let's talk about this. Are there some other interests? Have you ever jumped out of a plane? I know your dad hasn't he?
Yes, yep. He sure has, and I've heard the stories, and I have been very excited, but that has not happened yet. But someday soon.
Oh, boy.
But also, if I may, I just want to speak to the point about having that confidence and still experiencing that fear. I just want to, like, also be very transparent that fear does sometimes get to me as well, or that lack of confidence, those moments of self-doubt. And so I don't want it to seem like, oh, like, you know, climbing the mountains and no fear, confidence all my life, which there have been elements of that, which I'm grateful for. But that fear, you know, it can come up and it can be crippling, but it's that process of just reminding myself, grounding myself and pushing through that has allowed me to continue to do so many adventures in my life where I may have had some fear in some moments. And it will help me when I'm standing at the edge of the plane with the parachute, making sure everything's set before I take that step out and jump into the void. So someday soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said something that's very, very important, that I guess all of us as human beings, we will suffer, not suffer, but some form of fear may come over to us, but you don't let that overwhelm you and take over your life. Yeah. I know I've talked
to everyone, even the most brave, the most confident, the most fearless folks that I have perceived them to be still have that fear every now and then. And so it's a very human thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think all of us really need to have a little bit of that, to make sure we don't get overconfident and make a mistake. So I don't know whether we could substitute the word fear or, let's use the word cautious. Maybe that might be a good word, you know, because I look at fear as a negative. Okay. But we certainly should be, conscious of some things. Dwight, what would you have to say?
I would say it's a healthy respect for the environment
and
complete awareness of the situation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I want to ask you this, Rosemary. Besides climbing everything that you can climb, you know, and going on, what other interests do you have, whether it be music, reading, writing, or any other interests? I'm sure there are some.
Indeed. So many. And as with any, just so many different directions I could go in with the interest. Well, for one, you said music. I do enjoy music. I come from, as my dad can certainly attest to, a very musical family. There's some beautiful talent with the vocals, with the piano, with the guitar. And so I've tried to dabble in that a little bit, but you know, I'm still working on it. I can play a few chords on the guitar. Took some piano lessons back in the day in my younger years. Art and just any sort of creative expression. I have been through kind of phases, especially when I think of kind of my main modalities in terms of life, where I have largely followed down the path of creating a career and spending time in the outdoors. At one point it was, okay, I'm going to become an artist, maybe a fashion designer or an interior designer or a painter. And so I still love to paint. I love to learning to sew or to take photos and photography, which is another activity that my dad is also very skilled and very talented in and has shared some of his expertise and equipment with me as well. So, I love other physical activities, some yoga, some running, some dancing. Cool. Yeah, so many different ways. That's just another piece, that confidence and that fear. I feel grateful that I aim to apply that to all different aspects of life and just trying new things, learning new skills, going new places, and just getting the most that I can out of this life. Yeah.
That is pretty cool, Dwight. For you to, I just knew there were some other things, besides those, adventures that you would probably indulge in. Now, you mentioned photography. Dwight, did Ann cover that before about you being? Okay. All right. Well, we're bringing a whole lot out here. Okay. Photography. So, Rosemary, when you, I'm sorry, Dwight, we just putting you to the side here. All right. All right. today is about Rosemary. Okay, Dwight. I'm teasing, but jump in anytime you want, whatever you want to say. Rosemary, but let's get back to you. I would imagine that you should have or probably have quite a catalog of pictures of places that you've been, amazing scenes that you've captured. Can you tell us a little bit about those and some of your favorite places that you were able to catalog and photograph?
Indeed. Well, I definitely will tell you, I have on my phone, the camera roll on my phone. I keep getting the notification that the storage is almost full because I'm always taking pictures and capturing the moment everywhere that I go. And so I have many photos there just from travels, but something I have been wanting to bring back that I have not done as much recently is using, like a digital camera, my DSLR that I got from my dad because he again has, I got actually both of a couple of the cameras that I have.
Did you get it from your dad or did you take it from your dad?
What was that, sorry?
Did you get it from your dad? Did he give it to you or did you take it?
Did you
take? Well, a combination of the two. See, one of them, he is very great at creating learning opportunities and moments for growth. And so when I was younger and was expressing an interest in that photography, and he was working as a freelance photographer, shooting events and weddings and creating really beautiful images, he has said, listen, I'll tell you what. You're interested in this camera? You know, I gotta upgrade my cameras. I gotta keep my things fresh. So I have this camera I'm getting ready to get rid of.
Wow.
I'll sell it to you for $100. And I was maybe like 14, 15 years old. And I was like, of course, I'm like $100.
That's a lot of money.
Right? That's a lot of money. I maybe had my first job for a little bit, but I was like, you know what? That's an investment that I'm willing to make. And so he was very, in terms of creating that opportunity, if I'm interested in something, let me work for it. Let me show that I'm serious about it. And then in later times, he has also gifted me those cameras as well. And so I feel very grateful for that. But definitely had me working for it at first.
That's pretty amazing. Now I hope we have Ann. Ann?
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, yes.
We can hear you.
Yay! Okay. And I've stolen enough of your show. Okay.
I've had just
a great time with Rosemary and Dwight. We didn't let Dwight talk too much, but, with Rosemary. I have one question before I leave, Ann. Okay. I promise to get off. Promise.
Okay.
Oh, see, she wants me. She's being nice. She says, yeah, please get off. But anyway, Rosemary, with that catalog all those pictures you have, that's got an idea. You probably already thought about it. And I can see you now. You're climbing Mount Everest, and through those different shots, you can put a little caption. Hey, this is what happened. This is what we were doing. The weather was this. The weather was that. I mean, is that something that you've thought about, maybe, not only posting a picture, but maybe a little caption or a story behind it?
I think, yeah, that is something that I've thought about, and actually something that I've wanted to do a lot more of. I don't know that I do enough of that. Like, for example, recently social media has been the main way of sharing those images and captions mm-hmm. and things. And if anybody's, you know, taking a look at my Instagram, I post only maybe once or twice a year. And so a lot of folks are like, I know you're out here doing these things, but I don't see the evidence. Okay, picture, it didn't happen. And so I've been thinking maybe whether it's a blog or like a printed book or something, I would love to share those images a lot more. So I'll send you the link once I put some good captions together.
Please do that. Please do that. You can send that to William@studiowbuzz.com. William@studiowbuzz.com. And I'm about to steal one of your guests because Rosemary, I do a show on Wednesdays called Cultural Excellence. Mm-hmm. Cultural Excellence in Music, Art, Entertainment, Business, and Education. Would love to have you on a guest one night. Okay?
I would be honored.
Okay. It's my pleasure.
I would be honored, William. So it sounds like we'll be talking soon.
Yeah, we will. Okay. And,
all right.
And I'm getting off.
This happens frequently, as your father can tell you. the first time I had the Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation on, he had your dad, Mr. Rainey, and the executive director on the show like a million times. I mean, he wore the people out.
Yeah.
He does that when there's somebody on that he likes. And I already knew. I'm like, yeah, William's going to, you know, win the overdrive. And then technical difficulties helped him. Isn't that something?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay, Ann, I'm done now. So bye, Ann. Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate your help. I know it was fun for you.
Rosemary, such a pleasure. Right, always. Ann.
Always good to see you.
Back to you, Ann.
This is a treat for me because you guys are like the epitome of what Eating as an Act of Worship Ministry stands for. We